Hajj is in the well-known months. One who undertakes to perform it must abstain from husband-wife relationship, obscene language, and wrangling during Hajj. Whatever good you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. Take necessary provisions with you for the journey, and piety is the best provision of all. Fear me, O people endowed with understanding. There is no blame on you if you seek the bounty of your Rabb during this journey. When you return from Arafat, stop at Muzdalif and praise Allah near Mashar al-Haram. Praise Him as He has guided you, for before this, you were from the people who had lost the right way. Then return from where the others return and ask Allah's forgiveness. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, merciful. When you have fulfilled your sacred duties, praise Allah as you used to praise your forefathers, or with deeper reverence. There are some who say, "Our Rabb, give us abundance in this world." Such people will not have any share in the hereafter. But there are others who say, "Our Rabb, give us the good life both in this world and in the hereafter, and save us from the torment of the fire." Such people shall have all their due share in both worlds, according to what they have earned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift in settling all accounts. Celebrate the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these appointed days. If anyone hastens to leave Mina after 2 days, or stays there a day longer, there is no blame on him, provided he spends these days in piety. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember Him, that you will surely be gathered before Him. Among the people there is one whose speech fascinates you in this worldly life. He may even call upon Allah to witness what is in his heart, yet he is your staunch opponent. And when he leaves you, he directs his efforts towards causing mischief in the land, destroying crops and cattle. Allah, whom he makes his witness, does not like mischief. When it is said to him, "Fear Allah," arrogance carries him off to sin. Hell will be the proper place for such a person, which is indeed an evil refuge. And among people there is one who would give away his life to seek the pleasure of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is affectionate to his devotees. O believers, enter into Islam completely and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Surely he is your clear-cut enemy. If you falter after receiving the clear-cut message, then keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty and wise. Are they waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come down to them in the shadow of clouds along with the angels and make His decision known? Ultimately, all matters will be presented to Allah for decision.